This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, August 6th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. The Salinas City Council has voted unanimously to extend a moratorium on issuing new tobacco retailer licenses. Council member Aurelio Salazar underscored that the primary concern behind the move is protecting the well-being of young people.
If an individual chooses to smoke, that is entirely on them. But in terms of our position, you know, it's something that we don't want to start marketing to them at an early age.
The pause will give the council and city staff time to consider things like a potential gap on businesses exclusively selling tobacco and stricter rules about the proximity between schools and these shops. The urgency ordinance that was approved earlier this summer will now be in place until June. 5,000 California nurses have signed a petition against layoffs at hospitals owned by Chicago-based Common Spirit. KAZU's Erin Mulsbury reports.
At Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz, the cuts include unit coordinators, monitor technicians, and nurse educators. Dominican nurse Carly Chavez Ellis says it will disrupt patient care.
You can't be the unit clerk and the bedside nurse at the same time, and it's emotionally difficult when you're trying to give your patient what they deserve.
In an emailed statement, Common Spirit says the hospital is facing unprecedented economic pressures, but Chavez Ellis says there are better places to look than critical positions.
If this is about saving money, the CEO of Common Spirit made $14 million last year.
She says, if anything, the hospital should be growing to support the aging population and new housing. A new class of residents recently began their training at Dominican, but dozens of doctors have also recently left the hospital over contract negotiation issues. Erin Mulsbury, KAZU News.
That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.